I let you first introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Zuza from Poland, and I am a member of No One Is Illegal group from Poland, which is in different cities. We are a small group of activists who want to support people who are in our country and don't have papers or are in detention because of that. And yeah.
We don't know a lot, at least in France, about migration in Poland. Can you tell us a bit more?
Poland is not an attractive country until now for the refugees and for the migrants, because we are not a very attractive economically country, even for ourselves also. There are a lot of Polish people who migrate to other places in Europe. And it's something very normal to that you cannot live in a normal way or quiet or normally, even if you have been educated and this and that, and you should have the possibility to survive as a normal person. So there are a lot of Polish people who live abroad, and also the refugees that come here, they have to face the difficulties, economical difficulties, but also cultural difficulties, because there is still a lot of racism in our culture and our society. And so mainly there are people, the people who come to Poland, they are from the former Russian Soviet Union countries, from the former Union, Soviet Union republics, and mainly from Caucasus, so from Chechnya and Armenia, Georgia, and Russia. And these are the 90% of the whole migration refugees, migrant refugees, who come to Poland. We have also a big community of Vietnamese people, that is very strong, but they are there, mainly in Warsaw. And what is the situation? Is we have 6 or 7 detention centers, depends on the fact if one is closed or not, it's on renovation or not. And these places are absolutely hidden. They are in far, far places, out of villages, out of everybody's out of sight. And this is quite difficult to be in contact with the people there. Recently something happened because now you can use the mobile phones, you can even be connected with internet there inside, but what does it mean? It means nothing for somebody who doesn't know the Polish language, which is quite difficult. The border guards don't speak no language, and you have no translators, and this you feel like in a trap of legal trap, that you cannot defend yourself, because you don't have any kind of help from the organizations. There are 3-4 refugee NGOs that are supposed to help people, but it's not like that, because they have also no fundings, and because for this aid, but they also don't want to help in a way that people should be helped. So you imagine yourself like there without having any contact from outside, and without knowing even your legal situation there. Then we have friends who have started hunger strikes 5 years ago, two, 3 years ago, and the last year. So our group mainly tries to support to get this voice out, to mobilize outside, mainly the journalists that is also cooperating with the government and the economical system. So it's difficult, but on the way we made some friends between the journalists, so that they feel kind of morally obliged to give this voice, that we are making all the work, and they help us to do this, to make it louder in the media. And sometimes we have this media coverage, but yeah. So I don't know what more. This is the situation of the detention. This is also something very important, that there are families, entire families that are locked there in the detention centers. So there are two specific centers for them. We know about pregnant women that were hunger striking and lost their children. It was many times, and in the media, of course, it doesn't appear. People are being deported every day at night, and so this is quite this is the situation there. They also suffer for physical and psychological torture. Because these border guards not always, I don't say that all of them, but not always behave like they treat them with dignity. So we know about cases of people hunger striking for 3 weeks, and that were told by the chief of the detention center that, look, you are even fatter than before, so you don't say that you are hunger striking. And these people who were trying to cut their veins several times and attempt suicide, they don't receive any help, and they don't understand why they are there, and they face death in their deported countries. And you know, this is the classic story, actually, but it's even more terrible because we are supposed, you know, to learn something from history, but this is not like that. What happens also with this Polish society is like they are not interested into getting this news outside, because we are supposed to be now in the European Union, which is like the civilized world, but actually, it didn't change too much since the Soviet times. It looks like these centers are run by this army people, border guards, which is a part of the Polish army, and treating children and small babies like if they were criminals. It's like not the way we are supposed to understand a modern civilized world. Yeah, so this is the story.
And in Poland, you have also the headquarter of Frontex.
Ah, yeah.
And you are also at an external border of the European Union.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. We have this honor to have the headquarter of Frontex, which is a European Union agency. And because of this kind of interpretation that everything that comes from European Union is good, Polish people seems like they don't feel that it's something wrong, and they don't understand these critics that some groups are rising, that our group is rising and making, you know, protest against this institution. So this is, you can see like the difference between concerning the European Union and this time. We are here like with many other people who were refugees who are fighting this system, and we would like to encourage to come to Warsaw on 22nd of May or around these dates. We will confirm it soon, in order to make this protest like European there at the headquarter, and to say that we don't want this agency to be here anymore and in any other country, in any other under any other name, because they can change, you know, quickly the name. And we understand that it's not about the name, it's not about the place, it's about stopping this whole system that is killing and exposing the migrants and putting them in total misery on the streets and fields in Europe. So yeah, that's why we need you to come. And please contact with us if you can. Anytime, we have a website, which is www.migracja, which is migracja, www.org.pl, if I don't remember it bad. You can also type on Google, like, "No one is illegal Poland," and you will find us. And if not, please contact to CSPM Berlin or Kale Ouverture d'Humanité. Oui, this is this one. Or
Kale Migrant Solidarity or other groups
in
Kale.
Right. Kale Migrant Solidarity, our friends who are all over the Europe. We hope, I think if we put an effort, we can absolutely make this stop. And we need each other to help ourselves. So please come, and we will try also to help you wherever you are. You are with us and we are with you. Thank you. So if you have any other question.
How is the movement supporting migrants or struggling against the European policy, mm-hmm. migration policy in Poland?
Well, we are not a big group, but we are a strong group. We are developing different also artistic methods to speak about what is happening between us and other people who are being we are like divided. We don't understand this. We do many things. We visit detention centers. We make workshops there. We get information and photo from these detention centers. We make exhibitions, we publish them. So we are like disobeying the law, which is telling us you cannot take out this information, you cannot visit and see and play with the children and with the people. So this is one way. We are also now organizing a big tour on February of Ekaterina Lemondzhava's book, which is in Georgian. She was one of the organizers of the biggest hunger strike in 2012, which gathered 78 people in 4 detention centers in Poland. And after one of the activists of our group went there and took the contact, her letter was translated by telephone, and translated to Polish, and it appeared in the biggest newspaper of Poland. And after everything like started here in Poland, and also the government said that they will be responsible for this situation, they will make monitoring and this, and also like there was a kind of let's say objective NGO monitoring that was doing the same. But what happened? The Polish society realized that the condition in these centers is not very good, and they had to realize that, and they were forced to change some things to improve the conditions, but it didn't change too much. So now it's like children cannot be detained, but it's only about minors. And of course children are being detained, but not for so long. So something has changed, but still these places exist. And now, because we are supporting refugees in Georgia and they are friends and we want to do this fight together. So now we invited Ekaterina to come to speak about this book. And because we have no money, because we are a grassroots organization, we are asking everybody who can and want to make this possible to edit and translate, to give contribution, economical, financial contribution, to translate and edit, of course, at minimum costs. Nobody is going to get money, personal money for that. This book into Polish and hopefully into English very soon. And these are memories from the bars, beyond the bars. It's mainly literature, but speaking about that. So this is our recent biggest thing that we are doing right now after this Berlin conference. We go there on tour in 6 different cities, which is Warsaw, Poznań, Wrocław, Lublin, Toruń, and Białystok. So we will be there meeting a lot of people. And what more, you know, we do many illegal actions which we don't speak too much about them, but we make them because we know that everything that we say it's against the law and we want to change it, so we have to be disobey all the time, constantly, and we need also your support, like we need to get together and be united to do it, to continue it together, the struggle.
Do you want to say something more?
Yes, please. We would like to be very much near to people of Calais. Some of us are already there trying to support your everyday's difficult situation, and let's hope that we can support you more, because we don't know until now how to do this. We don't have too much money, but so please we want to be together and to be communicated, and if you have any idea how to do that, please let us know. We will try to be, you know, we want your voice to be our voice, yeah, like we want to be together, and let's hope we can do that somehow with this internet, and also physically, you know, united in this group.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much too. Bye bye.